Well, first we saw an extraordinary U.S. operation in Venezuela. Now Trump is talking about doing land strikes in Mexico against cartels.
So as President Trump takes America's border wars to the cartels in Mexico, some huge unanswered questions start to emerge. Like, how did these cartels get so powerful, taking over not just territory, but even buying up politicians to control Mexico's government? And how exactly do they make $40 billion per year? Well, as you're about to see, they're not exactly doing it with kid gloves.
Reality is, Mexico does not have control over their border, over much of their own country. It is being run by cartels.
Why do you say you do what you have to do? Couldn't you stop doing this?
No.
You can't. Once you get in, you can't get out. Do you think what President Trump has been doing has been making your job tougher?
Oh, yeah.
This is a big one. It looks like a whale.
This is just one of the vessels seized by the Colombian authorities. Historically, they've worked closely with the Americans, but the airstrikes have put a massive strain on the relationship.
She's very frightened of the cartels. They're running Mexico, and I've asked her numerous times, would you like us to take out the cartels? No, 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 Mr. President. No, 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 please.
The cartels have given so much money to these politicians to get into office, to get the power. So they protect the Mexican government, protects the cartels. And we all Mexicans know about it.
So Mexico's cartels, they make money in ways most people never even think of. Which is why nobody's talking about how their $40 billion a year empire actually works and how it got so big to begin with. So forget everything you think you know about these criminals. Their existence is due to more than back alley deals and desert mules. It's corporate scale industrialized corruption sanctioned at the highest levels of the Mexican government with one brazen goal: to bleed America dry from the inside out while owning and controlling an entire country. And the ways this gets done are incredibly sophisticated, much more so than a dark fleet of oil tankers roaming the globe. That's just one thing they're up to. They've also infested America's economy with ships delivering falsified cargo, moving billions in contraband right past the Coast Guard. Add to that all the money they make as the gateway keepers of illegal immigration into the United States, money they make not just from their fugitive customers who they help break immigration laws, but also from their corporate enablers on the U.S. side of the border who benefit from illegal unpaid labor, and the total picture of how these thugs feed their insatiable greed starts to emerge. Plus, as you're about to see, every single dollar laundered through their shadow economy is used to buy up another politician, corrupt another police unit, enlist another border smuggler, while bankrolling the armies these guys use to take away the future of the innocent while protecting their trade of terror. But before we get into the dark, secretive ways these guys are robbing both America and the Mexican people, there's something very sinister happening at the U.S. border, even today, which most people don't even think about.
Really, most Americans don't understand is that when they see this mass flow of people across the border, what they're looking at has been described to me as the largest form of modern slavery in the world. Because, and I've seen this with my own eyes, so many of the people coming across will have a little card in their pocket or a number written down, which is a routing number for a bank account for the cartel.
Tell that to the open borders advocate who thinks illegal immigration is some great thing for the world. It's not good for the people of Mexico. It's not good for the people in the United States. And it's not even good for the illegal immigrants who come into the country and are essentially prisoners of these horrible organizations, who are just getting stronger and stronger the longer they keep going, allowing them to tighten their stranglehold on vast amounts of territory in Mexico that their own government is unable to police or secure. Territory that, if you want to travel through, costs money. And these cartels aren't interested in lowball offers. Oh no, they want top dollar, and they're getting it, promising the desperate a twisted version of the American dream, which really ends in utter servitude. But here's where things get really bad.
If you haven't paid all of your fees by the time you cross, they will collect. And so many people, when you're in a restaurant in New York and, you know, you and your friends are talking about, oh, isn't it wonderful how these immigrants work, you know, two jobs and they're so hardworking. Well, guess what? They're working two jobs a lot of the time because so much of their money is going back to those cartels.
Wow. So there's no escape. Once you're in, you're in, and these guys know exactly who you are. And that's a problem because it's recently come out that these cartels team up with gangs like Venezuela's Tren de Aragua, who act as enforcers inside the United States, keeping tabs on all of their happy customers. Those happy customers are the businesses that team up with these cartels to get illegal labor in the first place. And then the other group of customers are the people who get smuggled into this whole operation. These gangs are looking out for everybody, while they shack up in sanctuaries across America, collect federal benefits, take over apartments, and enforce cartel order. Because if they can track you, they can make sure you're working at the restaurant they set you up at, or the warehouse or distributor paying back the tens of thousands hanging over your head. But this is only one part of how these cartels make so much money, and the presence of their operatives inside this country brings us to the next thing they got their fingers on.
It's known as Colombia's gateway to global trade.
Look at all those shipping
commodities
containers.
Like coal, gold, and coffee are sent across the Pacific all over the world from here. But its most lucrative export is something more sinister.
Uh-huh.
From here, hundreds of tons are moved every year, quietly mixed with legal goods inside containers.
The city itself has become...
And this is exactly how these cartels, whether they're in Mexico or Colombia or anywhere in the world, are able to flood America with things that they then use inside of our country, not to make it a better place. And right now, Mexico is the number one trading partner with the United States. And as of early 2026, the economic relationship between the two nations is deeper than ever, with a total annual trade exceeding $800 billion. To put this in perspective, the two countries trade over 1.5 million in goods every single minute, which these cartels see as their lifeline to transit the U.S. border without permission. And when you see a busy port full of containers or an armada of trucks hauling goods, there's a pretty good chance the cartels have their fingers on those shipments in ways that most of us never even conceive of.
Now that illegal alien crossings are down, we're seeing a 95% decrease in this area. The cartels aren't making their money crossing illegal aliens. So now they go back to their original tactics.
Uh-huh.
So cartels are once again pushing through South Texas. So in just 2 weeks, agents here were able to make three of their biggest seizures so far this year. Here you're looking at $1.1 million worth of that was seized hidden inside stationary bike rollers. Then
wow.
Agents made a $2.3 million seizure.
That's crazy. So they're hiding stuff inside other products. They're also hiding stuff on the vessels that carry things into the country, underneath the vessels in some cases. That's why you see these divers jumping underwater to see what's up. It's like every conceivable hiding place that these cartels can think of, they're going to go for. And their approach is really a volume-based approach. They're sending everything they can across the line just to see what gets through. They understand some of their cartel enforcers are going to get busted. They understand that. They just care about making money. They don't care if a few of their underlings get busted and do a little bit of time. That's no big deal to these guys. And this is why President Trump has been so clear that he wants to do something about these gangs and these criminals who are in Mexico. You see, Mexico can't be a place that gives those who'd harm our country or their own country a place to stay and get rich while doing it. And if these criminals can plot schemes just inches away from the U.S. border, it won't be long before they find their way in and keep their crime empire running. And just as the U.S. was aggressive with strikes and interdictions of cartel boats on the open ocean, the same could now start happening to physical cartel infrastructure on land, which would shut down their empire overnight. But until that happens, this criminal empire, they've got an even more ingenious, old-school way of plundering their own country that most Americans don't even think of either.
Tank after tank, all of it illegal. Every day, 17,000 barrels of fuel are stolen in Mexico.
That's crazy.
Most is taken directly from the state oil company's pipelines.
Wow.
Drilled into by criminal networks, large and small, throughout the country.
That's wild.
Here in the state of Hidalgo in central Mexico, police have made an all-too-common discovery. They found a hose extending some 2 kilometers through thick forest, and which thieves used to fill up tanks with fuel, which they then sell at a lower price than official gas stations.
Okay, so think about this for a second. If you live in a country like America where there's gas stations and infrastructure and tankers and everything all over the place, what would happen to our society if criminals were going after that stuff on a regular basis, stealing it and then reselling it? What would happen to legitimate businesses? And as those legitimate businesses are cut down, what's going to happen to the criminal underworld, which gets propped up? Infrastructure would crumble to a level not even seen in countries like communist Venezuela. But current estimates by government officials state that fuel theft and associated smuggling cost the Mexican state $24 million a day in lost revenue and taxes, which means these cartels are essentially stealing from their own people. Yet fuel smuggling, while not exactly fit for a Hollywood movie, is one of their most stable and profitable revenue sources. A revenue stream that doesn't change based on who the U.S. president is and is essentially impossible for the Mexican government to do anything about.
You don't have to go far in Hidalgo to see the signs of this practice. Pressure hoses drilled into canals,
look at this,
ducts running through rivers. All in all, it represents $1 billion worth of loss to the Mexican state every
year. That's wild.
To get an idea of the challenges of stopping this practice, take a look at this pipeline. In a space of just over 15 meters, we found more than 20 patches where thieves have drilled into the pipe in order to steal fuel. And there are some 11,000 kilometers of pipelines just like this throughout.
So you've got an industry here which is being attacked by industrialized crime. This pipeline's been tapped so many times, somebody should have been arrested and thrown in jail by now, but apparently there's so many criminals out there doing this and they're so powerful that they can keep coming back and doing this whenever they want. This is one of their spots. They've been there a whole bunch of times. Look at all the patches on this thing. But now you're probably wondering how on earth these criminals can come back here so often. Why is it that nobody's stopping them, and why are they part of a global network of illegal oil distribution? How on earth can this be allowed if it's costing the Mexican government so much money? Well, that brings us to the next thing these criminals have their fingers all over, and what you're about to learn is what enables their entire empire and has kept it in perpetuity for the last 5 decades.
The president of Mexico is furious. She's calling Mexican Senator Lili Tellez a traitor for coming on Fox Noticias with me a few days ago and saying this. Listen.
The help from the United States to fight the cartels in Mexico is absolutely welcome.
Mm.
And that is how the majority of Mexicans feel.
Better not say that.
The only ones who don't like that President Trump is sending help and trying to support Mexicans against the cartels are the politicians.
Wow.
That includes President Sheinbaum.
Ouch. So look at that. Apparently, Mexico's president has been co-opted. Now, America's president, Donald Trump, says that she's a nice woman, but that she's not the one running Mexico. And that's a big problem, because it means somebody else is running Mexico, and we all know who that is. We've been talking about them this entire video. And they're not running Mexico for the benefit of the Mexican people, which means that as people go to make their voices heard and try to get candidates in office who support them, those candidates may have secretly been funded by corporate interests, so to speak, which are a corrupt criminal empire in this case, which doesn't obey the law, breaks the law, does it at the expense of the entire world in many cases.
Yes, the party has financed, has given, the cartels have given so much money to the to these politicians to get into office, to get the power. So they protect, the Mexican government protects the cartels. That is why President Sheinbaum doesn't want the strong American leadership to help Mexico defeat the cartels. And also Sheinbaum doesn't want the rest of the world to know what is happening here in Mexico. We are on the steps to be the next Venezuela. She is aligned with Venezuela's dictator, with Cuba, and...
Wow, did you hear that? The next Venezuela. Now, as we've all learned very recently, dictator Nicolas Maduro was running a cartel's first country, who's the leader of a cartel and the leader of this Tren de Aragua gang. And none of what was happening there was good for the people of that country. But if your country's run by and for cartels, it totally explains why they're able to control so much territory, where they can run their empires and keep their smuggling businesses going, crossing the U.S. border, ferrying illegal immigrants into our country. And it also explains why fuel lines get tapped relentlessly and nothing seems to stop these guys. The fuel lines run through the cartel territory. Of course they're gonna tap into it. It's their territory. A ridiculous premise that could end in about 2 seconds if the United States were to get involved.
Her response to this, and I know this because her spokesperson came on our show in response to your interview, and they say, well, we just turned over 26 cartel members. We're working, we're sharing intelligence. What are they not doing? And why is she so resistant? She sort of speaks out of two sides of her mouth. We're working with you, Trump. And then she's chastising you for saying we need more help from the United States to crush the cartels.
Because she really doesn't want the help of the United States.
There you go. There it is. Mexico's goal here is to cover up what's happening, because there's this allegiance allegedly between the cartels and their politicians, and it's the job of the politicians to say, see, we're out there stopping these guys. We've got the border under control. We're going after these thugs. In fact, we every once in a while turn over cartel has-beens to the United States so that they can face prosecution in America. Yet every time they do this, every time they turn over a plane full of cartel kingpins, the cartels seem to run themselves perfectly fine. Yes, some people who committed crime are brought to justice, but the machinery of exploitation keeps running in Mexico. And that's the real problem here. That's the real thing that has been hurting this country. That's how these cartels have gotten so big and so powerful and been able to make billions of dollars a year, because nothing seems to be able to stop them. Every time Mexico goes and does a crackdown, the people who are really in charge, the people who aren't going to get turned over to the United States for their cartel treachery or whatever they did to even get themselves on the local government's radar and be made an example of, the real leaders know to stay away from that operation. The real leaders know not to get caught. The real leaders have an inside man. They are the inside man. And that's what's kept these guys going for over 50 years. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the